know that there's any true way to measure the overall value of a mature tree. On this tour day tree where you're going through, I mean, we're talking 50-year-old trees here. If you've got insect control problems and issues and you can't get to the top, you don't want to mess with getting the equipment, the ladders, renting a cherry picker. Something you should look into is Bonite's annual tree and shrub insect control. It's a systemic application. We talked about reading the directions. Pretty easy. Mix it in a bucket according to the correct ratio, which is will depend on the size of tree you're dealing with. Pour it around the base and applied once in the spring will protect your tree the entire year. This thing gets sucked in through the roots, up through the leaves, and as the insects munch on your trees, they're enjoying their final last meal. Protect that tree value. Protect your investment with Bonide products, American made. You can find it at Violas and Flagstaff, Mesquite Valley Growers in Tucson, Summer Winds in Phoenix. That's Bonide's annual tree and shrub insect control. Cheryl, there's no replacement. You just can't replace a 50-year-old tree. That value is lost forever when you lose it.
Absolutely. And there's a saying that the best time to plant a tree was 25 years ago, but the next best time is today. So this week's a great time to think about getting out there and getting that tree.
On Arbor Day, and I know you know, we're not the technical people as it relates to that, but this is still early enough in the heat of the desert to get a good established tree. You don't really have to worry about any die-off. You've got a couple months here with the cool nights for the roots to start getting established and make it through.
Get it established, and also it's a nicer time for you to get out there. If you want to get your exercise and try to plant that hole, depending on your yard here in Arizona, that can be challenging for you, or you can hire one of our landscape professionals to go out there and do it all for you, and you can watch.
And speaking of watching, you can go to rosieonthehouse.com. We've posted the Arizona Nursery Association's Arbor Day video. On your YouTube, you also have a number of resources you can watch about how to dig that tree hole properly, how to plant it properly. If you can't make it to Thursday's event or next or the May 2nd tour day trees, these videos can help you self-educate yourself on how to get started.
Yeah, that's one of the projects we did last year in our Plant Something project. We found out there wasn't a video on YouTube that really showed how to plant in the Arizona. And it is different here. Things are different here as far as staking, as far as watering and things. So there's a video on there for a 15-gallon tree, if you select that at your local nursery. And there's also a video for a 24-inch box tree. And it might help you before you go to your nursery to look at that if you are going to do it yourself and decide how much of that labor you want to put into it. So make your selection.
Plant-something.org.
Absolutely. Yeah. And watch that Arbor Day video. I tell you, that's one of the things it ends with, give the gift that lasts a lifetime.
Let's bring Leslie into the conversation. Let's talk about her townhome. Welcome, ma'am.
Hi. Thank you. Cool. So I have a tri-level townhome. And on the outside, there's two PVC pipes. They kind of sit on top of each other.
Okay.
And a neighbor came around the other night and said water was coming out of it, like he walked by and like somebody just turned on the faucet. And then like a couple days went by and I was watching and it was dry, but then yesterday the same thing, there's like water had come out. I didn't actually see it coming out, but it comes out. He said it came out like somebody just turned the faucet on. So I know, I'm pretty sure it's not my condensation line because on the other side of the wall, there's another line by my air conditioner. So I don't know what's going on there.
And the air conditioner is a roof-mounted unit?
No, it's on the ground.
Okay, and then where's the furnace air handling part of the unit?
Inside the garage.
And these pipes aren't anywhere near that unit?
No, it's funny because out my front door, right by my front door, is the air conditioner. And on the other side of the door is the what seems to be what I think the condensation line. Then if you go a few steps away from the unit and completely on the opposite side of the pipe that I think is the condensation line are these two pipes. And they come out of the wall right between the two, the wall that two townhouses
join. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right.
So I'm even not sure it's mine, but I have a water heater in the closet also right by the front door,
mm-hmm.
you know, that has a, what is that thing? It's a...
Yeah, just a pressure relief valve.
Yeah, and there's mm-hmm. a tank on there that I guess another little tank.
Right.
I forget what you call that.
I'm guessing what you're seeing, and these two pipes, are they about head high? Or are they higher?
No, they're
down
like,
low?
They're like at the foundation, and they sit on each other, and one, you know, they come out, and then they have a little elbow, both
okay.
of them.
That has to be someone's condensation line for their air conditioning is the only thing I can think. The next time you see it generating any amount of moisture at all, just go put your hand on it and see if it's fairly cool, cold water, colder than you would normally expect coming out of a tap at that time. It's got to be the condensate line. Now, the fact that it's producing so much water right now really is puzzling because we haven't been pulling that much humidity out. The thermostat in our house was registering about 18% humidity, and you know that's just not enough to be generating very much condensate.
And that's only if it's PVC, just for anyone else listening
yeah.
to clarify that. Touch the pipe first and feel it. If it's a copper pipe, that is from your water heater, and if there's water coming out of it, your pressure relief valve is activated, and that water's over 200. That water's basically boiling.
Yeah.
So just make sure you keep that in mind.
All right. Let's see if we can take one more call here. If you'd like to join the conversation, the number's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Good morning, Bob. Calling from Tucson. How are you this morning?
Just fine. Thank you. Thanks for being here, too, for us in Arizona. My question is, my house is on a pretension slab.
Okay.
And I'd like to attach a cable to the outside of it. Is it okay to drill and clamp on the edge of the slab?
Hmm.
Not in the garage and down, like for outside and in the side of it.
For the benefit of the rest of the listeners, Bob in Tucson is in a home that we call a post-tension slab. And when we pour that concrete, we set big, big cables into the concrete in a cross-hatch fashion. And then as the concrete is curing, we put these cables under huge amounts of tension, theoretically holding the slab together, keeping it from shifting, cracking, or splitting. I don't ever recommend people drilling those slabs, Bob. If by chance you would hit one of those cables, it literally can explode a portion of the slab. If you can see very clearly on the side of the slab where they made the patches, where the cables are set, and you're trying to mount a cable to the side of your stem wall, your slab, what are you going to do with that cable?
I'm just running it to control a water valve. That's all. It's just no big thing. The alternative, I guess, would be to either bury it or use some adhesive.
You know what? Why don't you take there is an epoxy cement called Hell or High Water. Hell or High Water.
Okay.
And I use it like a lot of people use baling wire fixing cars. This stuff will stick to anything. And I would epoxy some mounting bracket to the slab and then drill into that mounting bracket and mount your cable to that.
And if that doesn't work, it doesn't matter. You haven't accidentally hit a cable in your post-tension slab.
Yeah, post-tension slabs can be just a little bit scary. Hey, we're all about having fun here at Rosie on the House, and in this segment, we always like to talk about something that you can find at Rosie on the House that at our website that you can't find anywhere else on the planet, even in the solar system, okay? It's called the Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford, Arizona Highways Magazine, and the Arizona Office of Tourism. Listen, this is how it works. You go in and you register, and once a month, we pick a name. And you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick any car they have on their demo lot, and we're going to give it to you for a couple days. And Jennifer, my wife, is going to fill it up and give you a gas card. So wherever you want to go in Arizona, go. Take it. And if you'll let us know when you want to go and where you want to go, we'll find you one of our 15 lodging partners throughout the state of Arizona that'll let you stay for free. So you get to plan your own Arizona vacation. There are no blackout dates. There are no blackout locations. Wherever in Arizona, whenever you want to go, you schedule your getaway. We've had people go to the Grand Canyon. The last winners were from Tucson, and they wanted to go shopping in Scottsdale for 3 days. So we put them up in Scottsdale, and they went shopping. What kind of staycation is that, huh? Whatever it is you want to do, we can set you up. Now, listen, one of our sponsors is the Soretta Candy Company in Glendale. This was founded 40 years ago by Jim Soretta Sr., who learned candy making from his father-in-law in Ohio. They make custom gourmet chocolates that will rock your world. Get some, Soretta.com. That's Soretta. We get you a little Soretta chocolate gift back box in the car, a little basket. We get you some books from Arizona Highways, and we put you in that Ford of your choice, fill up the gas, and give you a spending card, and go. So only place you can do that is rosieonthehouse.com. Travel Arizona, register to win staycation. If you do everything we tell you to do at your house the rest of the year, you should have time available to take a long weekend and go enjoy this great state.
Let's bring Jay into the conversation, calling from Peoria. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. Hey, Rose, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I just heard, Romy say this multiple times on different shows that I listen to. He just said it a little bit ago, too, about this spray that you can mix up in a bucket for bugs on the trees. I was wondering, does that work for cicadas? And I was wondering, is this a good time of the year to put it on? And is it a good time to do it on Palo Verdes?
Well, do you have insect problems?
Cicadas, every when it starts getting humid, monsoon season, that's when they start making all that noise in the Palo Verde trees. So I want to knock that stuff out.
Absolutely. In fact, it's best to apply it in the spring. It says you're in Peoria, summer winds on Bell and 67th Ave, Cheryl. I think it's east of 67th Ave.
Yeah, it's right in there.
So on Bell, Summer Winds Nursery, it's Bonide's annual tree and insect control. Look for the purple cap. They're very obviously labeled Bonide tree and shrub. So there you go. And spring is a great time.